I want to tell you one of my favorite stories again. Mary Ann Byrd wrote a little book about her life called The Whisper Test, about the day that changed her life. Now, Mary Ann was born with a cleft palate. And you've known people with cleft palates. Their face is misshapen and their speech is garbled. And you know how cruel kids can be to the kid that's different? How they can just dogpile on that kid. Well, that was Mary Ann's life at school. She got to where she would tell people that she fell and cut her lip on glass because somehow it made it seem not so bad if she was like she was by accident than if she was really born that way. Her world changed one day in a class by a teacher named Mrs. Leonard, short, plump little lady with a big smile. They were having hearing test day, and some of us who are old enough remember, they would test your hearing. You'd go up to the teacher's desk and she'd whisper something in your ear like the sky's blue or you've got new shoes, and you would say back what you heard and they would check if you could hear well. And it was Mary Ann's turn, and she came up and Miss Leonard whispered, "I wish you were my little girl." And it was the first time in her life she thought somebody could love me even with my flaws. Well, you know what? Jesus was willing to die to tell you that. He was willing to die to say, "God loves you this much." And the Bible says in the 5th chapter of the book of Romans that God showed His great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we're still sinners. He doesn't love like most people think He loves. And by the way, at the cross is where the greatest lie of all was exposed. And that is that God does not save how most people think He saves. You see, most people think the way to be saved is to be good. I guarantee you, it's the dominant lie of the streets of America. If you go to anybody you meet in America and say, "Do you think you're going to go to heaven?" The answer is going to be almost every time, "Well, I hope so. I've tried to live a good life." And the lie that's on the street is, if you'll just be good enough, then you get to be saved. Folks, it's a lie. Let me tell you about a story I heard about a guy that was on trial. And after 3 days, he approached the bench and said to the judge, "I want to change my plea from innocent to guilty." And the judge was furious and he pounded his gavel and said, "Well, now why didn't you say this 3 days ago and save this court a lot of time and inconvenience?" And the guy says, "Well, 3 days ago I thought I was innocent, but that's before I heard all the evidence against me." And you see, I think the typical person thinks he's pretty innocent. But someday we're going to stand before a holy God and hear the evidence against us. And we're going to finally understand what the Bible tried to tell us from the very start. We all fall short of the glory of God. There's not one of us righteous. No, not even one. Now that doesn't mean there's no way to be saved. It just means that God's way is not our way.